Hello, how are you doing? Welcome to Musings with CI Magic. How are you? What have you been learning? What have you been up to? One thing that I have been learning about is investment. Investing in yourself and investing in your relationships majorly. These are the two things I have been learning about investing of late. See, in this life, anything you will create is built first on the foundation of who you are. Anything you will create is built on the foundation of who you are first. And when I say who you are, I mean that combination of how you see yourself, how you talk to yourself, the habits that you operate by when you run on autopilot, yeah, things like that. How you see yourself, what you say to yourself. When no one is looking at you, what are the habits you operate by? These are the things that gather together. This is not all of it, but these are some of the things that gather together to make you who you are. I have said it before and I'll say it again. Everything is created twice. First in your mind and then in the physical. So if you would do a business, you first of all imagined it in your mind. You've created the whole thing in your mind. Maybe not the whole thing, but at least you've carried the picture of it in your mind. You probably don't know the nitty-gritty of the house, but yeah, you've carried the picture of it in your mind before it comes in the physical. So it matters that what you're allowing yourself to think on. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. So yeah, you can consciously decide what to think on, and you should, because that's what this is telling us. You can decide, I want to think on things that are true, things that are noble. You know, if there's one thing I always ask is, how does this serve me? And if you're thinking, oh, this will not work, and you're consuming your mind with thoughts of, oh, this will not work, question is, how does that serve you? Will you be happy if it doesn't work? No. So why are you so concerned or focused on the fact that it won't work? How about thinking instead on, how do I make this work? Whatever you think on creates pictures in your mind, and it is from those pictures that you now begin to create what you would see in the physical. So it's important to watch that. You ought to know by now that you are your greatest asset, your mind, your body, your experiences. These are some of your greatest assets. So invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. I cannot stress that enough. In fact, I've listened to, read, watched so many things about this that it's become so huge for me right now. And four ways I think you can invest in yourself is, one, create valuable experiences that will give you good yield in future. You know, go out, take walks, meet new people, attend seminars about things that interest you. You'll very likely find people who share your fascination in the things that interest you when you attend, you know, programs or gatherings about such things. Go to the spa, go to the beach, take yourself out, you know, just create experiences and memories for yourself that would give you good yield in future. A second thing you can do is invest in your mind. Read books, take courses, attend seminars, find out what goes on in the mind of the people you admire, ask questions. I'm currently reading a book by John Maxwell, Good Leaders Ask Great Questions. Ask questions from the people that you admire. Take every opportunity you can to ask questions. Take every opportunity you get to learn. On those days when you can't afford to thoroughly think through situations, when you have to, you know, allow your mind run on autopilot, it is what you have fed it with that it will give back to you. So invest in your mind. Third, you want to invest in your body. Exercise as often as you can. The goal of exercise doesn't always have to be weight loss. You know, it is important to keep your body active, especially in these days of working from home, when you're sitting down for so many hours, you know, you're indoors all day, almost every day of the week, you know, except for maybe Sundays when you get to go to church. So do your best to exercise as much as you can, drink enough water, eat as you should and what you should, right? Don't just eat whatever is available. Do your best to eat what you should eat. Rest well, because if your body breaks down, it doesn't matter how much you want to jump out that door and save the world, you'll have to be in bed. So you don't want that. So do your bit to take care of your body, invest in your body. It is a great asset you have while you're on this earth, you know, while we are with the coming of Christ and the new body, you know, it will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. But while you are here, this body is a great asset for you. Take care of it. The fourth thing you can do, the fourth way to invest in yourself, is to pray. Spend quality time praying. Trust me, it's a worthy investment in every sense of it. Just ensure that when you pray, your heart and emotions are involved and you're not just mouthing words, right? Investing in prayer is worthy investment, very worthy investment. Trust me, when the Bible says that God that sees in secret rewards you openly, talking about prayer and praying in your closet, trust me, those are words to live by. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Those are words to live by, you know, in season and out of season. Pray also without ceasing. Pray. It's a worthy investment. So please invest in yourself. You'll be better off for it. The people around you would also be glad for it, right? When you invest in yourself, you also want to ensure you're investing in your relationships. This is so important. I know you have heard that no man is an island, and you also don't want to be that friend who takes and takes but never gives. No. Think of how you can be of help to the people around you, how you can spend quality time with people that matter to you as much as is in your power. Take actions that show that you really care for the people in your life, and it's not just about words, right? You can, you know, give thoughtful gifts, help them out with things that are important to them, you know. Invest in your relationships, invest your time, invest your effort, your money. It pays off. I think one very important way to invest in yourself and others at the same time is to allow yourself love someone else. It might be a friend or a person you're in a relationship with, right? But there is something about showing genuine love and care that replenishes all the parties involved at the same time. I know you might have been hurt before, but trust me, it's a worthy investment. Intentionally loving someone else, it does replenish you and the other person at the same time. So yep, you want to ensure you invest in yourself and in relationships, and that's my gist for today, right? Doing this, investing in yourself and in your relationships, makes everything else more worthwhile. Trust me, your work, you know, every other area of your life becomes more worthwhile when you do these two things, I assure you. Now remember to listen again as many times as you need to, share with whoever you think will benefit from this, and definitely let me know, what do you do to invest in yourself? Let me know what you do to invest in yourself. If you're not already subscribed to my newsletter, the link to do so is on my Instagram bio at Chidi Isaac on Instagram. Chidi Isaac on Instagram. Just click that link and subscribe to my newsletter. That way you get first dibs on my podcasts every time they are ready. And you can just, you know, reply to that email when you have gist for me. Yeah. So thanks for listening. I am yours sincerely, Chidi Isaac, aka CI Magic. Until next time. This is Musings with CI Magic. And remember, I love you.